Simon Reish Mem Ches, in the middle of Sif Beis. We have learned that the Shita Sarif, that the whole reason that one is not permitted to be Maflig B'Sfina is because of the Bittul of Oinik Shabbos. So we said that is Dafke. That is Dafke if he's going to a yam. Avol ben Nahoris, Ein Shum Tzar. This is the lashon of the Machaber. Lamafligim behem. Lefichach muta lahaflig behem. Afilu beherim Shabbos. Then there's no iser of bitulainik Shabbos. Vuhu shelo yehe yedu alonu. Shein ba'om kamatoret for him, so there's no problem of yaitse chutz l'tchum. Avol b'mokim shiyadu alonu shemikarka hasvine lekarka hanar poches meyatoret for him. But if we know that from the karka hasvine to the karka yom there's less than a toret for him, so then, lemato mi asore, there's a iser tchumim. Also, los reis chutz l'tchum, mishum iser tchumim. And we hear in the Mishnah Berurim, a machloikis, 2 days, if he is sitting lemailo mi asore for him, but the karkois hasvina is lemato mi asore for him. The first day it was that this is also, which you look at the bottom of the svina, so it's considered like a flamata meyasorat for him. The second day you hold that it's mutter, and he says, leisatzorich, it could be meiko. I'd like to tell over a maisim that I was in Eretz Yisrael around 5 years ago, Pesach, and I was walking with Rav Sivyain, who is the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And this was, we were walking in Chalamoid Pesach, and he told me a very interesting maisen. He made a bris the second day Yontev, of Pesach, and the sandik was Rav Eliashiv in Yerushalayim. The shver Rav Chaim, who is in Bnei Brak, and Rav Chaim, the Chazon Ish, the stipler, Bonoyeg in Bnei Brak, to hold the Yontav Sheni by Melachas D'Yeraisev. There's a whole shaila if Bnei Brak, if the Shluchim, they reached Bnei Brak when they sent our Shluchim from Yerushalayim, so is Bnei Brak, or they only have to hold 1 day or 2 days? They only have 2 days Yontav. So the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, are machmer in Melachas D'Yeraisa. They don't do Melachas D'Yeraisa. And Yontav Sheni, Melachas D'Rabbanan they do. But D'Yeraisa they don't do. So now Rav Chaim had a problem. His son-in-law is making a bris and an enikol in Yerushalayim, and they're going to go chutz l'tchum. He has to go from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, which is chutz l'tchum, which is tchumim d'yeraisa, and he was machmer by melachas d'yeraisa. He's machmer. So the shaila was, would he go? To, should he go? Could he go to the bris? That was the shaila. Eliashiv was sandik in the. So Vishal was going to go to the bris. Bekitzer, he went to the bris in a van that the seat of the van was lamaila meyasoret for him. So this is mamish, this aloha which we're learning now. We're learning about a ship that from the bottom of the ship to the ground is less than 10 for him. From where he's standing is lamaila meyasoret for him. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down 2 days. Is this called? Is it called the Ma'ilamata Meyasoret for him? Because you look at the ship and the bottom of, from the bottom of the ship to the ground, Chum is less than a Sa'at Mochum, so it's called I'm Hoyle Chutzla Chum. Or you look where he is standing is Lamaila Mea Sa'at Mochum. So the Mishnah Berurah Paskin Leith at Torah, he could be Mekel. So B'Shaita, I didn't have what the lumdus of the Shaila was, I didn't appreciate it. But now that I'm learning this Allah, and now I understand what its study as Shaila was, and how he was Machia. And now, let us see the Gemara. V'chein b'svinei sheyitach ha-Yisroel lovei lidei melochei b'Shabbos, even though it is not a yam, and there's no problem of... There is no problem of bitulainik Shabbos, but there's other things that have to be taken into consideration. If by going into the ship, we'll have to do a malach in Shabbos, also likonis bo shloisha yodim kaidim Shabbos, afilu heim nahoris hanoivim, even though it is not a yam, it's nahoris, but it's also out. So the Rif's problem of Bitulainik Shabbos is not applicable, but it'll be also out Chilul Shabbos if it's Torah Shloisha Yomim. V'hila Maila Me'asorim, so there's no Issa Tchumim, but it'll be also out Chilul Shabbos. Avol Ein Issa B'Meshe B'Heimeis Moishchis Asvina B'Svas Anol. But there's no Issa that the behemoths are moishach l'sfine b'svas hano, leidomi l'alicha b'korin sha'osam. The thing is that a person is not permitted to go into a korin, into a wagon, if the wagon is going Shabbos. But by a ship, even though behemoths are pulling the ship, there is no Issa. Let us see, I think up to Yudches, and Issa B'Masha Behemis, Chotzoloima, Dimle Hoye Issa Racher, if there was no other Issa, keep going, the Nahoris Hanoivim. We're speaking about rivers that there's no problem of Bitulainik Shabbos, there's no choppy waters. Ulamaila Meyasorim, and the Nahar is higher than 10 Tvachim. So there's no Shail of Hoyle Chutzlut Chum, and Chum Ulamaila Meyasorim. Vigam lo Yitzarech, Ayisroel Aslech Melochisham, and the Yid will not be forced to do a Melochim in the ship. Unless the Lita Besvina, Hecha Shebemis Moishris Asvina, so there's no Issa whatsoever. If the Behemis are Moishach Besvina, the Yia Doime, Keilu Yoshev Bekorin, this is equivalent like he's sitting in a wagon, Behemis Moishachas Oisai the Osa, Loyamrin Enochi. The Hosamatam, the reason why one is not permitted to sit in a wagon that is going on Shabbos, Shema Yachtech Zmoira Lanhigo, since the person in the wagon has an access to hit the behemoth, to make it, to guide it, it should go faster. So there's a gzeira on whoever is sitting in the wagon, Shema Yachtech Zmoira Lanhigo, might go, and going on the journey, he might break off a branch in order to be manning the behemoth, because he's capable of being manning the behemoth since he's in the wagon and he's close enough to the behemoth to be manning the behemoth. Here the behemoths which are pulling the ship are not in access to the people who are sitting in the ship. So there's no problem whatsoever. Steve Gimel. Hey, the Mutter Lahaflik Me'erev Shabbos. Now, a case when it is Mutter Lahaflik Me'erev Shabbos, so we're speaking about it's a no, and we hear there's no problem of chumim, there's no problem of malachi, there's no problem of bitulaynik Shabbos. So now we're going to see, but there's one more problem, which we will soon address. Im nichnas b'sfina me'erev Shabbos. So till now we were speaking about that the Shmina leaves Erev Shabbos and he's on the Shmina already Erev Shabbos. But here we're going to say a new problem and a new kulev. That if he's going to enter the ship Erev Shabbos, and the ship is first going to leave in Shabbos, we'll see soon there's another problem here, and we'll see how we can address this problem. Hey, Tim. The Mutter Lahaplig Me Erev Shabbos, Im Nichnas Bisfine Me Erev Shabbos, if he entered the Sfine Erev Shabbos, the Kone Bo Shvise, and he was Kone Shvise in the ship, Af Alpi Shemapleges B'Shabbos, the ship will first go out in Shabbos, Mutter, this is Mutter. V'hu shelo yoto me'atzvine me'ei shekono shvitev. But this is mutter if he remained in the ship from when he entered the ship Erev Shabbos to when the ship started traveling, which is in Shabbos. Now let us see what the problem is and how we are addressing the problem. Hey, the mutter. Hey, this is not New Testament Mishnah Berurah. The machaber lekama leela hatir afilu binohores hanoivim. That means in same ways we were matter. It is a river. It is not an ocean. So there's no problem of bitulaynik Shabbos. Ulamaila me'asorit, and it's lamaila me'asorit, because there's no problem of hoylech chutz l'chum. So the mechaba was matter elo lahafli b'erev Shabbos. He said, you are allowed to leave Erev Shabbos. Avol b'Shabbos, but if the ship will first leave in Shabbos, loy, the mechaba wasn't matter. The Kan Osri Le'iruye, here the Mechaba is coming to tell us, the Lefa'omen, there are certain instances, Av Bishabu Mutter Lahablik Behem, he's allowed to be in the ship, and the ship is first leaving in Shabbos. We don't know yet what the shail is. But he says this is only permissible if he entered the ship Erev Shabbos, then it was Kainish Visa, which means Hainu Shayoshav Shom Kolbein Ashmoshois Achetesha. He was there, the whole Bein Ashmoshois Leil Shabbos. Vuhu Shaloi Yotso. But he did not leave the ship. He entered the ship Erev Shabbos. He remained in the ship. And the ship will leave on Shabbos. The E Lav Ohi. But according to the Machaber, we'll see the Rimor will be Mekel. But according to the Machaber, that says you have to enter the ship Erev Shabbos and remain in the ship. The Lavochi also likonis bo b'Shabbos. Why? Mibnei shenire kishot al pnei hamayim. V'zeh also k'moy shekosav simin shin lametet. In Simin Shin Lamed Tes, it says a person is not permitted to swim on Shabbat. The reason he's not permitted to swim, Chazal made a gzeira, he might make a type of a raft or a barrel, which if he's going to swim on Shabbos, he's going to make a raft or barrel which he can float on. And this is also to do in Shabbos, because he's making a keli. So Chazal, this comes together. If you're swimming, you make this chavi shel shayotim. This was a normal procedure. A person went out swimming and was not too sure how good a swimmer he is. He made this raft in order to take it along with him. So Chazal asked to swim on Shabbos. Now, in this issa of swimming on Shabbos, if I go out in Shabbos, on the water, on a ship, this is doime to the issa of shotav me'amayim. So therefore, I'm not allowed to go on a ship in Shabbos on this day. But if I entered the ship erev Shabbos, now I'm in the ship already, and the ship goes on Shabbos, but I'm not. So this is not similar to the gzeira of shotav me'amayim, and the mechaber holds in this case it is mutter. So the mechaber says that if all other problems were taken care of, there's no problem of any Shabbos of hoylichus l'tchum. Of malachis that might be done. Everything is taken care of. There's one more problem we have to address. If the ship is going to leave in Shabbos, then there would be an issa of shot al pnei amayim. It's nirik kishot. He's going out on the water in Shabbos. And Chazal asked all I found him out to go out on the water, to swim on the water, to float on the water, to go on the ship. If I'm going out l'chadchil in Shabbos, Chazal asked this. This is also midah rabbonim. But if I went into the ship erev Shabbos, I was erev Shabbos. Now the ship is leaving on Shabbos. So this issa does also not apply. But according to the Mechaber, I'll go into the ship Erev Shabbos, I'll be there, and then I'll go back to the, I'll go back home, and then Shabbos, the ship is going to leave 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll go 7 o'clock back into the ship. According to the Mechaber, this is also, because you're going on a ship to in Shabbos, that's going to go out on the water. So this is also. But if you went into the ship before Shabbos and you're still in the ship, the Mamela, this is Mutta. That's what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber was Mutta this. Now, that Shita Samarchaber. Hago, Zoste Remo, the Yesh Oimrim, others say, the Afilu Yotso Min Hasvine Shori. He went into the ship Erev Shabbos. He was there, Kolbein Nashmoshes. He goes out, and now he's out the whole night, and he comes back 7 o'clock in the morning. So there's a Yesh Oimrim that this is also Mutta. The ma'achel, look to the more further, the ma'achel, shekone bo shvise me'erev Shabbos, since he was kone shvise in the ship erev Shabbos, that means the ship became his dire, it's we consider he's living in the ship, so even though he left the ship at night and comes back in the morning, but legabi the issa of nire kishot, since the ship became beisoy already, erev Shabbos, so he's permitted to leave and go back. Muta achakach likonis bo b'shabes ula haplif. So there's mekilim that hold that he's, as long as he goes into the ship erev Shabbos, he's there bein hashmoshes, he can go out and come back in Shabbos. So that's kula from the Ramah. V'yesh. So now the Ramah says, according to these mekilim, they do something. They just don't go in erev Shabbos and sit in the ship. V'yesh shoisim kiddush b'svineh. They make kiddush Re'ira Suda, and from with that they show that this is Beisam, this is their dira. Vachka Chayzrim LeBeisam, then they go out of the ship. And why they have to be in the ship all night? The Lonim Sham, and they're in their houses. Olamacha on the next day, Chayzrim Lesvina, Umafligin. There are some places that had this kulam. There were some places that were makel, and there were some places that had this kulam. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ein limchais." That means in these places, if there was such a minig already, he's not telling you you should do like this. But if you live in this place, and this place they were noyig like these poiskin who were makel, that the isel shot will nirik shot goes off. He was kaina shvise erem Shabbos. So in these places you can be Seimach and the Mekilim, and you can do this. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Tifkoten Chavei, the Ma'acher Shekoneh Bo, Chaynu, now Al Yedei Zeh, since he was in the ship, Leil Shabbos Bein HaShemosh, Havalei Hasvine Kibesoi. So this is his house. Veini Nire Kishot Shenichnas Bo B'Shabbat. The Gzeir of Nire Kishot is if he goes into the water on Shabbat. But this is his house already. He was kind of shvitzer. This is his mokim. Then when Adam comes back, it's not Nire Kishot. Fine. Now, I just like to give a little akdome. Let us understand what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now. We are speaking about, before the Ramon, we are speaking about an ideal case. We have a ship that is on a river that's Lamaila Miyasorit for him. No Shiloh, whom him, nothing. Let's speak about the first case. He goes into the ship. He went to the ship Erev Shabbos, according to the Das of the Machaber. He went into the ship. Now, where in Gabi Tchumim, where was he kind of shvisa? Where is his mokim dire? He doesn't have a mokim dire. Because he went into the ship Erev Shabbos. The ship is lamaila miyasorat for him. There's no dire lamaila miyasorat for him. So while he doesn't have a mokim shvisa. Fine. He goes into the ship. Shabbos, they start traveling. He goes irrelevant where he goes. There's no shail of chuslutum. He's going lemaila meyasorah. They end up in the city, which is far away from where he left Erev Shabbos, where they left. But as soon as he gets off, this is his mokim dire. I mean, till now, he was lamaila meyasorat for him. He was floating in the air the whole time. He didn't have a mokim dire the Shabbos. There was no concept of tumim by him because he didn't have a mokim shvitzer. He'll come to the city. Now, this is, as soon as he gets off the ship, this is his city. Now, the whole city, this is his mokim dire. He can walk around the whole city, Shalom al Yisrael. No problem whatsoever. That was the case of the Mechaber. Now, let's go to the Ramah. The Ramah, well, we're speaking about a Chumrah with Shah Toysha. The Ramah was Mekel. This person went into the ship Erev Shabbos. Fine. It was kind of Shvita. He made Kiddush. Valdik. Now, he goes back home. The minute he leaves the ship, Now it's kind of Shvisa here. Now it's kind of Shvisa here. Right. This is Mokim. Right. He goes, right. And this is his Mokim. He goes back into the ship in Shabbos. There's no reason of Hoyle Chusotchum because he's going with my Lameson. But he's going to go into a new city in the middle of Shabbos. This city is Chus L'Tchumoy. So we'll tap this Yid on the shoulder. The Yid, you know, you're Chus L'Tchum. You can hear four Amets. That's it. You have no place where to go. You're allowed to go to Shabbos. But now you only hear four Amets. So this person who took this cooler to go home, be home by Shabbos and sleep in this comfortable bed, he knows that so Leil Shabbos he's very comfortable. When he's going to arrive in his destination on Shabbos, he's chutz l'tchum, and he doesn't have a heter to go anyplace, only Dalad Amos. He'll be very uncomfortable there. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. He's in the ship. Now he's Hoyle Chutzlitzchum. The what? It would be kind of wet. So now there's a new problem. So if it's less than 9 tefachim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, so he's also chutz l'tchum. He'll be chutz l'ein ha'chadam, he'll be chutz l'tchum. Now he's in the ship, he can't wait. The ship is all adam, but he's actually chutz l'tchum, ein ha'chadam. Now, just the Mishnah Berurah, but filo l'day yazu, ein e'moyer lakin yishvita, el ishi emuka lichna yisvatsvina b'shabbat. The sole thing that he accomplished is he's allowed to enter the ship. Avok shemigia acha kachli abosho. But now, he went back to the Beisoy. Acha kach shigili yabosha osoloi lozus me arba amoisa. Now he's in hot water. He can't go chut. He only is daladamis because he's chutz l'tchum. Moshe kosev b'simin tov dalet. V'migia hasfina lira mukefes mechitis ayin shom ba'agor. Could be an ear that's mukef mechitis. So the whole ear has a din of Dalad Amos. It's called one big rishus. Avol im lo yotso me yasvina me shekone shvita. But if he did not leave the svina, muta some meile, he never was kone shvita any place. He was always in the air. He was always lamaila me yasore. Muta achakach leile b'mokim sheyegia liyabosha. Now the ship will come to its dock. Ad alpayim lecholuach. Now he just was kind of shvita. So now he is alpayim amos lecholuach. V'hani milik shoyta svina loyla l'mayla meyasoret pochim. That he says that if the svina was always l'mayla meyasoret pochim, so he first was koine shvita when he gets off the ship. If in the middle, that's what you said, if in the middle of the ship was pochis meyasoret pochim, so it was koine shvita over there. So, fine. Obisvina gufe. Now, to walk in the Svina, Mahala Eskula, he's allowed to walk in the whole Svina. Afilu im yotam ibarav lebeisoy achel shekone shvise. That means, so even though this, now he chutz l'tchum, can very well be when he's in the Svina, he's chutz l'tchum, because it's kind of shvise when he left the Svina. But the whole ship, he's allowed to walk on the whole ship. There's only Abdallah Damas in the ship. Malach has kula from Yotri Bebel Blavese, Achashekon Shmise, Kivin Sheshavas Babir Mechitis Midboy Yoim. Since he was in these Mechitis, So the whole Sphina is a din of Dalad Amis. Even though now he's chutz lichum, he can walk the whole Sphina. Now he says, if he was kind, since he was kind, shvita me'erev Shabbos. Vafilu imchal yontiv erev Shabbos. What if yontiv is erev Shabbos? Now, he wants to be kind of shvisa in the ship. So there's a shaila of making me yontiv le Shabbos. Friday is yontiv. And he wants to now be kind of, by go entering the ship in yontiv, he'll be kind of shvisa that will be matter him to that the ship should be mapple again Shabbos. Vapilim chal yontiv erev Shabbos, shori likne shvisa. There's no problem of achonim. As long as it doesn't say anything, there's no problem of achonim. And the mail is a kinyan shvisa shekonim erev yontif. That means a fellow was kind of shvisa erev yontif in the ship. He has to be kind of shvisa a second time erev Shabbos because it's two kedusha. Fine, the simon, tov sezayin, beis oifen, ein ben mishum achonim. Sha'oifen, so he says, now the remorse of the minigil, that they make kiddush. Gam l'day yezu, ve'inon, she'yeshev shom, kol ben ha'shmoshes, l'kinyin shvisa. Ela she'soivrim, l'chavchile, nochein, last is shom gam kein kiddush v'lechel miyad. The one should make kiddush also. V'lefalsam adavav shekonu shom shvise v'leyaboyu l'choshdom. Fine. So that is this thing over here. Now we'll start a little Steve Stalin. Now Steve Stalin is a very problematic seat. That means in Aloch it's very problematic. Hayoitim bishayora bamidbar. People are going out. We were not in a ship. We're going out with a caravan. Bamidbar to a midbar. Vahakur yoidim. They're going to a midbar. And if you're going to be in a midbar on Shabbos, you have to realize it involves chilul Shabbos. To be in a midbar Shabbos is, there'll be necessary to be mechalul Shabbos. Ki mipnei hasakonen lo yuchlu la'akev v'midbar v'shabbos levadom. That means they will not be left. The caravan is going Shabbos. Going, so we're going, we're riding horses. This is chilul Shabbos. Rabbona, we'll see, this is chilul Shabbos that is going to be done. If I go in the midbar, so let's think, I'm going in the midbar. So you have to understand, when I'm going to be in the midbar, those in the Shayyar are going to go further. Let's not be naive. I won't stay in the midbar alone there. The midbar is a very dangerous place. It's high, it's robbers, midbar is dangerous. So if you're going out b'shayorim, there's an understanding that the shayor is going to travel through the midbar. You have no intent of staying there and the whole Shabbos alone. So your intent is you're going to go with the Shayore, which means you are going to be mechalel Shabbos. There's no two ways about it. You're going to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the only way you're ready to go with them in the midbar. Now, Vayonkin b'shayora b'midbar. V'hakel yoidim. Everyone knows. Shein chichim l'chal Shabbos. כי מבני הסכונה לא יוכלו להקים במדבר בשבת ובאדום. They will not be capable of remaining alone in the midbar. The Shiel will go further, and they're going to remain in the midbar. So the din is Shloisha Yomim Koidim Shabbos Asurim Lotzeis. The 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Wednesday, I'm sorry, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday meets starting Leil Yom Revi, from Tuesday night. 3 days before Shabbat, which these are your mechuyev to be doing, that I shouldn't be mechalo Shabbat. I shouldn't do a pulu which will bring the chilo Shabbat. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, asurim lotzei. Uvi yom rishi, uvi sheni, uvi shlishi, mutar lotzei. But the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go out. Just to see the two Mishnah Brurahs, L'chal Shabbos, Apulu Bitzel Berabonon, will have to be M'chal Shabbos, they have to ride a behemoth. Yimrishi v'sheni v'shlishi kvar nizbar atam, shum deim nikroi marshen Shabbos Sobar, vein tzorech li zoyer ato shleyovoi lidei chilo Shabbos habo. So memele, so the Mechaber was Mekel Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all was happier.